just a good old boy. The stunning scandal surrounding Judge Roy Moore's Senate campaign is a tale of power, not one of sex. Nothing engages the news media like a sex scandal, for it's a ratings bonanza. And although it appears to be the story of a man with a severe Lolita complex, or an adult man's obsession with little girls, again, it's about power, political power, spiritual power, male power. But no commentator I've seen has yet penetrated to the central point that illustrates this case. Hence emerge from Moore's repeated acts of disobedience to the Constitution in favor of biblical guides to interpreting the law. I don't know Alabama law, but in Pennsylvania, all judges must swear an oath to obey both the state and federal constitutions. Moore's judicial oath was seemingly violated at least twice when he objected to U.S. Supreme Court holdings when he was a Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. His oath instead to religious belief is the elevation of religion above the law. Several years ago, award-winning journalist Chris Hedges wrote a book on what he called Christian fascists, then called dominionists, who want to transform America into a theology where the Bible becomes the law of the land. Imagine The Handmaid's Tale come to life, where females are controlled by men who treat them as sexual property. How better to begin than with a child? That's what Judge Roy Moore represents. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.